Well, the Midwest has returned to its normal frozen steppes tundra conditions, so that's good after the storm. Siberia without the gulag, we like to think of it. I will say, this winter I've seen less nude snowmobiling than any time I can remember. So it's been kind of a rough winter, apparently. And just remember, guys, bring your flotation devices, because you're going to do that. Or do you have it with you? You do? Okay, that's cool. In other news, Cairo, Illinois, quiet. In Egypt, another departure day comes and goes. I don't mean to be pushy, but take a tip from the Jews. The Pharaoh stays, you get the hell out. That's how it works. Expect him to leave. He's not going to leave. There's plenty of taxi permits left in New York City. Go somewhere. You know, go to New York. Tea party seen in the crowd at Cairo Square. Or it could be Egyptians dressed like Betsy Ross, but I don't think so. Mubarak slow to go because the Arabic word for leave also means hello, goodbye, peace, and later.
Ijeza.
Ijeza. Yeah, Ijeza.
Ijeza.
I got it. Ijeza. Egyptians mass for the 12th day demanding their internet service. Is this on? Hello? We've been cut off. They think we're Al Jazeera. The high point, of course, of the whole thing was when Sting sang to the crowd, I want my AOL. Oh, that was a showstopper. The crowd appeared baffled, but I really enjoyed it. The revolution is currently waiting on dial-up, so that could take a while. Looters are taking the pyramids block by block. Pyramid at Giza now is down to a utility shed, as a matter of fact. The Muslim Brotherhood and the Steamfitters local are vying for power. I tell you, there's something wrong. Should I try this one? Okay. Al Jazeera reforms as a home shopping network. Cartouches are on special. President Obama tells Egyptians, you can be better. He's got one speech for all occasions. He's got to really mix it up a little bit. John McCain suggests Sarah Palin as Mubarak's vice president. That's after Palin says she can see the Sphinx from her deck. Anderson Cooper mistakenly says, you want a piece of this, in Arabic. Actually, the thugs who slugged Anderson Cooper mistook him for Gloria Vanderbilt. That was it. I don't know why that would upset them, but apparently, yeah, it did. Upheavals across the Middle East now are driving despots from one country to the next. Gaddafi has showed up in New Jersey. That's the latest sighting. Negotiations with Mubarak to give him the Conan slot on TBS. It's got to go somewhere, folks. Very funny, I know. Mubarak will leave as soon as his pyramid is completed, actually. There's some hold up there. Looking for Jewish volunteers, you know. They just think it's funny to watch Jews do manual labor. That's the whole thing with the pyramid. Very funny. Or other jokes here. Mubarak does not see shadow. 6 more weeks of regime. We could do that one. Or how about Mubarak wants to cure a stutter before abdicating? That's much better than you gave it credit for, but that's okay. The crowd in Tahrir Square is actually waiting to be seated in Syria. That's the truth of it. Kind of backed up there. It's curfew. Do you know where your Egyptians are? Night falls in Cairo to the sounds of glee from the square. And so forth. In other news, pimps and hoes entitled to Planned Parenthood like anybody else. I'm just saying. Reports have Roethlisberger leaving party after Sheen. Thank you, John. Halle Berry and X fight over custody of Kim Kardashian. Pope Benedict takes his relics off the donor list. Well, you can see we wouldn't want necessarily a relic if you're getting a donor organ. Ron Reagan says that Sarah Palin is not his dad. Kim Jong-un will succeed Steve Jobs at Apple. Senate fails to repeal health care because a lot of those guys need the supplemental, frankly. They're getting on. The news from Egypt, in other words, crowded out the news of the collapsed chicken coop in Hartford, Connecticut, taking the lives of 85,000 layers. To their credit, KFC was there in minutes. A casino robbery suspect caught by, he's buying a Slurpee with a $100 Bellagio chip. That tripped him up, I guess. The two sons to be visible from Earth in 2012, named Sarah and Michelle. Thank you. I'm going to work just to you now, because... TSA to offer regular and happy ending screening. I like the happy ending, please. Roethlisberger and Sheen arrested in Bed Bath & Beyond bath salts rampage. It's a little theme there in my Roethlisberger remarks.
Yes.
Take a little animosity. Dallas Ice Bowl conditions favor Packers. Yes. Pittsburgh fans with high risk factors are advised to TiVo the Super Bowl and watch it in small doses. President Obama invites J-Lo to Super Bowl party, snubs Feldman. That could have been the next Mark Anthony.
Yes, you could. One.
You know, it's hard not to see Rodgers versus Roethlisberger battle as good versus evil, isn't it? And it's hard not to want to see good triumph. There you go. Madden says Steelers. Helen the elephant says Packers. Helen the elephant, the Dallas Zoo. Never been wrong about a Super Bowl. They have two watermelons, a Packers watermelon and a Steelers watermelon, and the one that she crushes wins the Super Bowl always, and she crushed the Packer watermelon.
All right.
The Chinese say Kung Hei Fat Choi to Year of the Packers, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And good night to all the shows.